it's very, very rare that there's a multi-vehicle incident with a fatality at a roundabout. And so the shortest pitch I have is, if we're serious about eliminating roadway fatalities, you know, in Texas, that's our Vision Zero. Some states call it the Road to Zero. But we all agree that zero fatalities is what we should be shooting for. No fatality is acceptable on our roadways. And so if we're serious about Vision Zero, we're serious about ending roadway fatalities, we've got to get serious about roundabouts. A third of our fatalities on our roadway are due to intersections, and they're primarily because of those troublesome left turns that Marcus talked about. That's where the severe T-bone collisions come in. And so if we know that a third of our fatalities are intersections and roundabouts reduce fatalities by 90% or R-cuts by 70%, we really need to be looking at these at every one of our intersections. Every single one, we've got to take a look at those. The way that we do that now is within our project development process. You know, when we have corridors that we're improving or we have troublesome intersections, we just established an intersection evaluation process where we are asking, anytime that we reconstruct an intersection, we're going to look at all of our options. So that's something that TxDOT is doing now. That's pretty new for us. We stood that up in June, so about 6 months ago, and districts are learning how to do that. So that's what my RAID team does, is we support our districts with resources, with training, with, you know, subject matter experts to look at all these different types of intersections, figure out what's going to work best where, and then implement them. Sometimes our districts need help with public involvement. A lot of times these intersections are completely foreign to people, you know, a diverging diamond, they may never have seen one, or they might have some preconceived notions about roundabouts, especially if they've driven through one of these traffic circles we were talking about. And so we provide support to help educate stakeholders, educate the public on just how powerful these are. To go back to my elevator speech or why I advocate for these, the safety stats are really, really powerful, but there's a lot more that roundabouts can do as well. One of the simplest ones that people often don't think about is that they're one of the most resilient intersections that we have. Resilience is a very big deal here in Texas with all of the natural disasters that we get of all varieties. But typically, any natural disaster is going to knock out the power. When the power goes out, our signals stop working. And when the signals stop working, traffic backs up. But roundabouts don't have signals, so they keep working.